excited. I don't know about you.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
If you look at verse 3, Mary, apply that spikenard to the feet of Jesus. Anytime anyone in your home wants to serve God and serves God, it always smells good. It always smells good. Look, the Bible said the ointment permeated, the odor permeated that house.
This is a demonstration of fruit for man.
It permeates your house when you want to live for the Lord. Just something about it. Daddy's awful happy to come home to the house that the mother has offered her soul to God and offered her life to the Lord. Say, dear Lord, help me to be the best wife in the world to my husband, so that I may glorify my Heavenly Father. We don't do it for ourselves. We do it for our Heavenly Father. It's a wonderful place to come home.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
He's on his knees in the morning before Mom even gets up, and he's begging God to give him strength. That odor permeates that whole house. That encourages, that really encourages everybody else in that house. Amen. Same with the teenager, same with the child. Dear God, help me to be a good son or daughter to my daddy and mama. We glorify the Heavenly Father. That's what I saw.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Verse 6. You didn't care for the poor. You see, anytime people do things, it really shows off what their heart really is. He didn't care for the poor. He had the bag and bare that which was put therein. In other words, he's a robber. He stole out of the bag.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
There's a lot of people like that today. They steal things that are not theirs. Adultery is stealing things that are not yours. Stealing somebody's good name by saying something bad about them, that's stealing, amen. And unwilling to forgive, that's stealing. That really hurts.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
And then I also looked at, this is kind of strange, verse 10. But the chief priests consulted that they might put Lazarus also to death. Good night, we leave this guy alone. He's already dead once. Yeah, kill him again. Leave him alone, anybody. I mean, that guy has been picked on. More than he needs, amen. So it was.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
You know why they did that? Verse 11. The reason that many of the Jews went away and believed on Jesus. No, that's persecution. Well, let me get to the message today. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad that it's a day that we can shout glory, hallelujah. Hosanna to the highest. Hosanna to the King. The question I pose to you today, and it's a rhetorical question, therefore, it means that you're not supposed to answer me back. Okay, but
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Jesus. Who is Jesus? Who is he? The text we take from the took branches and palm trees and went forth to meet him and cried, Hosanna, blessed is the King of Israel. It cometh in the name. Number one, they saw his works. They had watched him do these great miracles. Jesus Christ was a household name.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Jesus Christ just had recently performed that miracle of raising Lazarus from the dead. Lazarus had laid in a grave for 4 days. And Mary, the girls knew, said, but Lord, he stinketh. When people die, they stink. They begin to decompose. Amen. And if you
this is a demonstration
that,
of Flip for Mac.
There's always a certain smell you'll never forget. Amen. And they said, Lord, no, he stinketh. And this has caused a great spectacular. It was a great spectacular to the people. They were enthralled with Jesus. They said, good night. This man can raise people right out of the grave. And we know this man is dead. We saw him lay in state. We saw him be put in the in his
this is a demonstration of flip from
tomb. And now that dude's walking around. He still was the same man. I don't know if dude was a... That must be a Hebrew word, amen. Many have seen the miracle of Lazarus. Now the Lord leaves Bethany, and he has certainly been blessed by his time in Bethany. Wouldn't it be nice that a man of God has a place that he can go and feel secure and know that nothing
this is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
Okay, and be fed and be loved. That's a wonderful thing. Boy, I've certainly enjoyed many of those times in your homes. Now, he leaves Bethany, and he's on his way to Jerusalem, and he gives his command to two disciples, and he said, he did it, the Bible says, to the fulfillment of the prophecy, the great multitude prepared the way. The multitude's amazing act.
This is a demonstration of flip from
that. They don't know that, but the whole city is going to come out. And these people are going to throw their coats and their and branches of palm trees so that the Lord Jesus Christ rides the colt of an ass, not the ass, but the colt of an ass, which is very, very amazing, to the city of Jerusalem. And Jesus is on his way there, and he is about to enter.
This is a demonstration of flip from that.
And Bethpage is in view. Just when you come over the hill there, I've been there. You just come over the hill, you see this great valley, and this great valley. They're at the top of one valley, and they're about 200 feet higher in elevation than the temple, and so they're looking down at it. Okay, they're looking down at the temple, and it's a beautiful place.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
This valley separates Bethpage to Jerusalem. And I don't know about you, some of you Montana people, or some of you folks have come to Montana, you've been up to like Glacier and up the high woods and things, and you come to these great big, these valleys, you get up on a mountain, you see these valleys, and it's a tree, amen? And it's worth living here and putting up the cold weather, amen? I've just never seen that in Chicago yet.
This is a demonstration of flip the mask.
Jesus is on his way to the temple, and Beth pays his view, and he commands the disciples. He said, ye shall find an ass tied. In the east, the ass is considered a great value. And one who rides on this is from some high esteem, or they're giving honor or something to somebody. And every Jew.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
Every Jew looked for Messiah. My wife and I in 1995 had the privilege to go to Israel. And while we were there, we were in Jerusalem, and we went, and at the Eastern Gate, we went by there, and then we went around by the side where they pray, and above it, it says that they said, we're looking for Messiah.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
2,000 years ago, he's already been here and gone, amen. And he's coming again. But there's a great big huge sign above the wailing wall. It says, we pray for Messiah to come. Isn't that incredible? Incredible. Every Jew wished for that day. And they looked and expected that day would come. The fulfillment of the prophecy would at
this
last
is a demonstration
a
of flip for Mac.
And these people who were under the tyranny of Rome, they desired so bad to get rid of the Roman government. They hated the Roman government. They despised them. They wanted the Messiah to come, not to save their souls, but to save their government.
Like, this is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
And every Jew wished for that day, and they looked and expected, and they looked for that fulfillment of the prophecy that had been made hundreds of years ago. And they knew them. They recited this prophecy time and time again in their synagogues, in their temple. And the words of one prophet, the Messiah would enter Jerusalem riding on an ass. If you take your Bible to
this is a demonstration
Zechariah,
of Flip for Mac.
That's way back, almost to Matthew there, if you turn back a couple still there. Zechariah 9:9, I would suggest that this is a very important verse for you. If I was you, I would put that in the back of your fly leaf of your Bible. I'd write down Zechariah 9:9. Because this is the prophecy, and there cannot be any other one like this. Nobody's ever done it before. Zechariah 9:9.
This
it
is
says,
a demonstration
greatly,
of flip from that.
Of Zion, or Jerusalem. Zion means peace. City of peace, Jerusalem. It's funny. The name of Jerusalem, Zion, peace. They've never had peace. There's always had been war. It is the most sacked city of all the world in history. It has been plummeted more times than any other city in the world. But God calls it the city of Zion, the city of peace.
This is a demonstration of flip for Matt.
Rejoice greatly, O daughters of Zion. Shout, O daughters of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly, riding upon an ass and upon a colt, the foal of an ass. And then if you go with me over in Matthew chapter
this
21,
this is a demonstration
three,
of flip for Mac.
And ye shall find an ass tied. And then it says, the Lord hath need of them. That was a possibility. Someone said that the owner was a disciple, a follower of Jesus Christ. And he would be willing to allow them to have that ass and also the colt. See, a lot of things are not written in the Bible. Because John said,
this is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
What he said, there would not be room enough in this world to contain it all. So these just God just kind of gives us a little a peek at what was going on. And he said to this man, says, I would go down there and go down and see this guy. And he's got a colt and an ass. And hey, just tell him I need him. Aren't you glad that the people are like that? When God says I need it, they're willing to give it. Huh?
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
That came from Europe, came to America, and God said, I need you. Go over and preach the gospel to America. Aren't you glad about that? You know? It's amazing. Thank God for those who are willing to follow what Jesus wants to do. Lord, have need of him. Lead of them. God has needs of us too. Amen.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
All this was done that it might be fulfilled, which is spoken to the prophet, saying, tell ye the daughters of Zion, behold thy king cometh unto thee, meek, sitting upon an ass, on the colt, the foal of an ass. The prophet here described him as riding upon one of the humblest animals in the fulfillment. We find that.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
He rode without a saddle. He rode with a borrowed garment. It was a colt on which no man had ever rode before. Only an animal hereto unused was regarded fit for the sacred use that the Messiah would ride on it. Matthew chapter 21, verse 8. And a very great multitude.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
You say, what in the world? It says, a vast multitude were already gathered in Jerusalem for the Passover. By the way, God had in his law set up in Moses' time, said that the Jewish nation is required once a year to gather together.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
Josephus, who was a historian of the first century, a tremendous, tremendous writer. I was blessed when I was in college. The guy told me about how that Josephus, who was a Hebrew, wrote about Jesus Christ. And I'm sorry I didn't have as much faith as you do, but I always wondered where
this is a demonstration
did anybody
of flip
ever write
about
Jesus Christ besides the Bible. And I went down to the Pillsbury Bible College Library, and I found some books that were written by Josephus. Josephus was the first century during the time of Christ. He wrote about Christ. I was thrilled.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
I'm sorry. But that's what I did. I'm confessing my sin. You know what confessing your sin is? It's good for your soul, but lousy for your reputation. I read that and I said, wow! That's terrible of me. I wanted something more in the Bible. You don't need anything more in the Bible, amen? But I did. Some of you dumb like I am.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
Great Jewish first century historian wrote about the time of Christ, and he said that several million would want to be gathered at Passover time. Several million. That's hard for me to understand. I'm from Great Falls, city of about 58 to 60.
This is a demonstration
people.
Of flip for Mac.
I don't think we've got a million in Montana yet, do we? That's close. But both of those left, amen. Went back to Texas. Y'all just stay here, we'd have a million. But about 2 million gathered at that time. Among
this is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
Who knew Jesus. He was a common name in their home. Many had experienced personally his healing, had listened intently to his preaching, had witnessed, literally saw with their own eyes the miracles that happened, that Jesus raised the dead to life and Jesus cast out the devils and Jesus made the lame to walk.
This is
and
a demonstration
Jesus gave the eyes
of flip
to the blind and gave ears to those that could not hear and those who could not speak made that tongue work again. Isn't that incredible? They saw him and now they're coming. Must have been quite a deal, huh? I wish I was there. I wish I'd seen it. I think I do when I close my eyes and think about it. Many believed.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
Messiah, the King. They'd heard him and seen the great wonders of his powerful teaching. I was reading something about this, and a man wrote this. He said that back in 1836, you remember that, Jerry, back in 1836, when the people of Bethlehem were at war with Turkey and Egypt.
This is a demonstration.
And they wanted to ally with Great Britain and sought help and protection from the Brits. When the British consul arrived, when he arrived, the Bethlehemites spread their garments in the way so that the British consul and his entourage on their horses rode in the city on their garments and honored to show them honor.
This is a demonstration of flip
for
Mac.
Even in 1836. Then we go to chapter 21 and verse 9. The Bible says that they shouted, Hosanna. You have a lot of people named Anna. I have a Leanna, one of my granddaughters. Some of you people have middle names Anna. Some of you people have Anna. And it's a Greek modification.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
Which means, save now, I beseech thee. That's what they were saying. Hosanna! Save now, I beseech thee. Done. Save us! But they weren't looking for someone to save them spiritually. They were looking for someone to save them materialistically. They weren't looking for the God who would come into their heart. They were looking for the God to come into the country and dispel.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
I've talked to so many people that just, they want God to fix everything for them. But they don't want Him to be their personal Savior, because that would get in their way of doing what they want to do and enjoy the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
All these years I've pastored, that we're no different than those guys back in the 30 AD. We're no different. Oh Lord, come in and get rid of this stinking government and get rid of this president that has caused us so much trouble. And by the way, it ain't the president giving you problems. It's all of us that give us a problem.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
We want things that are not ours. We want others. We want to be taken care of. We want this shiny white armor president come in and give us everything. And you know, I was reading one time and said that, boy, when he comes president, we won't even have to buy our own gas for our cars. Are you stupid? How dumb do you get? Now that's dumber than dumb.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Somebody's got to pay for it. And I just did. I sent my taxes in on Friday. And I'm paying for a lot of junk that I've never got. Bible said don't work, don't eat. If you don't work, you don't eat.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Get up there, work hard. You say, what does that have to do with the sermon? Nothing. I just wanted to get it off my heart. Amen. I want to be forgiven. Amen. All right. So they shouted, Hosanna, which means, save now, I beseech thee. What does it mean? What's Hosanna mean? Save now, I beseech thee. What does it mean? Save now, I beseech thee. That's what they're saying. Here he's coming.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
And they're crying out, Hosanna! To the king! Save now, I beseech thee! Save now, I beseech thee! Oh, God, save us now, I beseech thee! Well, that's quite a prayer. I've prayed that prayer many times. I've asked God to save me from the troubles and heartaches of my life, things that are going on. So have you.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
And neither did I. So now, when you hear me, Hosanna! Now you know why I'm hollering, amen. In Psalm 118, verse 25, this is the next verse of which formed part of their song. Psalm 118, verse 25.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
O Lord! O Lord, what are they saying? Hosanna! So now you're bilingual. You can speak Hebrew. Hosanna! Save now, I beseech thee. I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of Israel. Blessed. It's used an expression.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
It cometh in the name of the Lord. The words here are spoken part of Psalm 118, the hymn that belongeth to the great hallelujah chant at the end of the Passover, the Paschal Supper, and the Feast of Tabernacles. This ended it. Psalm 118, as they sang that ended it. These people knew when Jesus Christ was coming in, there was prophecy and said,
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
It's amazing that just a few days later they crucify him. We ain't no different than he is. They are. The people were very accustomed to applying Psalm 118, verse 25, 26. Open to me the gates of righteousness, and I will go into them, and I will praise the Lord. The gate of the Lord into which
this is a demonstration of flip for man.
I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me, and art become my salvation. The stone which the builders refused has become the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I beseech thee. What were they saying? Hosanna.
This is a demonstration of flip from Acts.
Save now, I beseech thee. Hey, they knew. Why do you think they're throwing their coats down? Why do you think they're cutting all the branches off the face? Man, you know, you only have one coat on. You want to keep doing something, man. You want to still build the, may I say, the red carpet? That's what they were doing. Say now, I beseech you, O Lord, I beseech thee.
This is a demonstration of flip from Acts.
Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord, and he blessed you out of the house of the Lord. God is the Lord, which has showed us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even under the horn of the altar. Matthew chapter 21, verse 10 and 11. And when he had come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved as saying.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
Who is this? The multitude said, verse 11, this is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. All the city was moved. Will you do me a favor? Will you close your eyes right now?
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
Imagine this great procession bursting into full view of Jerusalem as it appears on the Mount of Olives, which is 200 feet above the Temple Mount. There the city appears in all its splendor. And according to the Lord Jesus Christ,
this is a demonstration of flip from Acts.
He wept for the people. He wept over the sorrowing crowd. Think of it. 2 million people. They're coming in. Okay, you can look up. Look up here. Isn't that amazing? Jesus Christ came to the brim, and there was this in panoramic view, the whole city. Jerusalem. It's kind of like coming off.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
And you look at the spreading city. I always say, oh God, our mission field. When I come off on Interstate 15, coming off by Gore Hill, by the airport up there, by the sheriff's office, when I come off there, there she is. There's the city of Great Falls. Once in a while, I'll drive past the airport and keep going and out on the rim.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
Years ago, we used to get a busload of guys who'd go out there and we'd pray out there. Pray for our city of Great Falls. I think of, well, just look at Luke chapter 19. Luke chapter 19, verse 41. And when he had come near, he beheld the city and wept.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
You ever weep at Great Falls? You ever weep for this place? Jesus knew what was about to happen to Jerusalem. Jesus knew what was about to happen. You ever weep for Great Falls? You ever weep for your family? You ever weep for your wife? You ever weep for your husband? And beg God.
This is a demonstration of flip
for
Mac.
And your friends. Jesus Christ, he is the God. And he comes over there, he's riding on a colt of an ass. And he stops. And he weeps. Listen to what he says. If thou hadst known, even thou, at least in thy day,
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac,
which belong unto thy peace, but now they are laid from thine eyes. I mean, hid from thine eyes. For the day shall come unto thee that thine enemies shall cast a trench about thee and compass thee around and keep thee on in every side and shall lay thee even with the ground.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Within thee, and they shall not leave in thee one stone upon another, because thou knewest not the time of thy visitation. When I read that scripture, I wrote in my notes, you know, I'm reminded of Psalm 81, verse 11 through 16.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
I read it almost every day. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up to their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsel. All that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel would have walked in my ways. I should as soon have subdued their enemies.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him, but their time should have been endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest wheat and with honey out of the rock, should I have satisfied them. And I wrote, I had this written in the prayer that I pray. Oh, God.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
They missed out on so much. God wanted to spoil them, but they wanted their own way. They wanted it their way or no way. And then I write on mine, I said, dear God, how often have I missed out on what God had for me?
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Or I was stubborn, or I wanted this and that instead of wanting God's perfect will for our lives, for my life. Also write, dear God, I want to be so close to you as I used to be close to my dad, and we'd walk down down the lane or walk in the woods or what, and I'd be so close to my dad, I'd just kind of like bumping up to him and just brushing. And I said, God, I want to walk.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Life is not easy. This life is full of troubles and sorrows. I'll tell you what, the closest you can get to God, the better off you are. And when you are unwilling to walk with God, unwilling to allow him to spoil you, we're the one to miss off. We miss out. I said, dear God, how many times I've missed out on the blessings of God because
this
I
is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
There's things happening in all of our lives at all times. And a lot of those times we take a deep breath. And we say, good night. I don't know if I want to go down this road again. I don't know. Lord, I've never been down this path before. I'm not sure of it.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
You ever ride a dirt bike and you go down the road and this path you've never been on. You don't rip and grip. You putt. But boy, once you're down there, you turn around and crank that baby on, and you bring up the front tire and the trees are going like this. But going in there, it was like...
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
We have missed so much in ourselves. We've missed so much for our wife or our husband because we are unwilling to come under to God's will. We miss out so much in our home for our children because we wanted to do it this way, or we're going to move here, or we're going to go there.
This is a demonstration of flip from that.
Just make sure that we're taken care of instead of allowing God to use us to glorify His name. Our church misses out because we're unwilling to do what God tells us in the Word of God to do. It shows you how fickle people are, because when these people came in and they cried out, Hosanna! What's Hosanna mean? Huh?
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
Save now, I beseech thee! Just a few days later, they cried, crucify him. Crucify him. Crucify him. That shows me how careful I have to be, because this heart of mine is desperately wicked.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
And if I see people like great King David, who, with the apple of God's eye, fall into sin, that just makes me want to be very careful because this old heart of mine is wicked.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
When I see King Solomon, who God came and spoke to him, the wisest man ever lived on this earth. Let his women take him away from God and go into idolatry. That just shows how vulnerable I am.
This is a demonstration
of
flip from that.
And it should remind you how vulnerable you are. And you've seen some things in your life, and you've seen some things that you've gone against, and you've seen some, boy, you praise God, hallelujah, have a big mission conference, boy, you get so excited, our evangelist comes in, and boy, we're on our knees before God, and boy, we're alone, and oh my goodness. Just reminds us.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
I guess the thing that I get from the Palm Sunday is this, that we can have a big day in our heart, but we better be careful. Because it don't take a moment, and we destroy everything we said we believed in and spoke out in public. This reminds us how important
this is a demonstration of flip
for
Mac.
Be on our knees before God and beg His power upon us, and that God would keep us close to Him. And we'd be so close to Him, we'd be bumping up against Him when we walk. Because I'm going to tell you something, this is a wicked world, and you better just figure it out right now. And it's not getting any easier.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
Would to God we stay close to Him. Would to God we know who Jesus is. Who is Jesus? Let me ask you this. Who is Jesus in your life? Is He kind of like a St. Christopher on your dash? He's just to keep you from a wreck?
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
I've been in a lot of wrecks, and St. Christopher certainly does not help people. Or is he a lucky charm? I was playing baseball and I wasn't getting very many hits, and my friend gave me his rabbit's foot. And he said, man, this will do it. I'll put that rabbit's foot.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
I kissed it. I rubbed it. It was an idol. That's really what it was, wasn't it? I put that stinking thing in my pocket. Thank God I struck out again. Amen.
Let me tell you something. That's not who Jesus is. Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. Jesus is the creator of this magnificent world.
This is a demonstration of flip
Jesus
from that.
Spoke in it. Out of nothing, exilio, as the Hebrew word says, out of nothing He's created this magnificent universe. He is God. He is Jehovah God. He's also, should be your personal Savior. The only way you out of this world and get to heaven is by accepting Jesus Christ. Your personal
this is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
No other name you can call upon to get to heaven. I hope that you will not dwindle down as the people of Jerusalem did in just a few days. Their God, who they cried, Hosanna.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
No, they cried, crucify Him. Who is He in your life? Father, I pray You'd help us today.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
What You'd have for us. Lord, help us not to have You as a trinket or a lucky charm, but help us to have You as our holy God who's powerful, who can speak a world into existence, who can form man out of the dust of the ground.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
Spirit of God brings life in him and he becomes a living soul that lives forever. Oh God, I pray You'd help us today. That You, who are the lover of our soul, who came to seek and to save that which was lost, who came here, not the people were looking for You, but You were looking for us to give us life eternal. God, I pray that anyone here today, not sure they're saved, not sure they're on their way to heaven.
This
today,
is a demonstration of flip
for Mac. You're here today and say, preacher, I'm not sure I'm saved. I'm not sure I'm on my way to heaven. But I'd sure like to know that. Will you please pray for me that I'd invite Jesus Christ to be my Savior today? With your heads bowed and eyes closed, you're here today and say, preacher, would you pray for me? I need this Christ as my Savior.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
Put your hand up and down. Let me pray for you. You're here today and you say, preacher, I don't want to be part of that crowd that took their coats off and tore all the branches off the palm trees and laid in, and then 6 days later, cry crucify.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
Father, I pray You'd speak to our hearts. Lord, help us that we would accept You as God and we accept You as the most righteous and just, magnificent.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
Omniscient God, who knows all, who hears all, who sees all. But most of all, You died for us. I pray today that You would speak to our hearts. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Going to ask everyone to stand to your feet. You're here today and say, preacher, I am not sure I'm saved. I'm not sure I'm on my way to heaven. But I'd sure like to know that. Why don't you come?